from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kellett, is with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. I'm glad Trump's got a map.
Dead right. If we're all going to be okay now that he's got a map and he can pass it around the room. Now, scales, not weighing measurements, but apples, what's going on?
Yes, Mike, we're heading into reporting season, so we're going to talk about scales today, but there's going to be plenty of opportunity over the next few weeks to look at sort of various company performances. So as we move into this reporting season, it's an opportunity to see how the sort of rubber's hitting the road and can the company's performance justify current share prices, that sort of thing, how much of future performance is already factored into prices. Now, in the case of exporters, and scales is exposed to the export market, how has the coronavirus hit the bottom line for our exporters? Now, scales. Now, people may not be familiar with the company. It's listed on the NZX. It's been around for an awfully long time, founded in 1897. Initially involved in the wool business, now very much an agribusiness across a range of sort of sectors. It's got horticulture, logistics, food ingredients. So it runs Mr. Apple, so that's New Zealand's largest fully integrated grower, packer, marketer of apples. So 1,000 hectares of apples, exports over 5 million cartons of them, has a pet foods exposure in the food ingredients. Now, they issued guidance yesterday. Net profit after tax is now expected to be at the lower end of the guidance range. So that's 30 to 36 million. So it'll be the lower range of that. And the problem, I suppose, the issues are in the horticulture division. That's where the apples are. That's materially below the previous period, but the food ingredients have sort of offset that, so doing better in pet food. So this is related to COVID's impact on their international markets. But they do expect, and I guess here's the key point, Mike, that we take from this, they do expect there'll be a reversion back to previous levels. So there's an expectation of recovery, and that is the important, but Mike, short-term hit, but recovery expected. So I guess what we've got to think about now is that the case across all of our export categories, and we'll see over the next few months how that pans out. In terms of the share price, last November it hit a high of $5.39. COVID did very much impact on that, fell to $3.44, has recovered, did recover to $5.27. Yesterday's announcement knocked about 6% of the share price back under $5. But, you know, we now want to see whether that's sort of consistent story across other companies as well.
Okay. And we're talking about the Treasury bonds again. We haven't done this for a while. It's like wandering down memory lane.
Isn't it, Mike? Isn't this wonderful thing? You know, history repeats. Now, interest rates, one of my favourite topics. Now, we know they're very low, Mike. It's great if you're a borrower, pretty challenging if you're an investor, and that is tending to pull money into other asset classes, and that's the sort of big picture stuff. At a more sort of, I suppose, more granular, that's the latest buzzword, specific level, the level of longer-term interest rates is important for financial markets. It impacts on the way, I suppose, analysts view share prices. It's what we call the risk-free rate. So part of our world in the professional markets is keeping an eye on long-term wholesale interest rates. So let's look at the US 10-year rate, the 10-year US Treasury bond. Let's just get these rates, Mike, 0.54% at the moment. That was where it was in March. Interest rates fell very sharply in that period of peak concern or peak fear about coronavirus. But given the passage of time and the hope of recovery, you would have expected some normalization. And that's what we got, Mike. They climbed back to 0.89. So it went from 0.54 to 0.89. Now, I know they're very small numbers, but that's quite a significant movement. The thing is, Mike, last week they fell back to below where they were in March. So the question is that long-term rate sending us a signal that the belief in recovery is waning? Mm. Or is it just a recognition that the central bank support is going to last for a very, very long time? And, you know, we just don't know yet. But locally, we've seen a similar issue, not quite as pronounced. Interest rates fell, they went up, they haven't fallen back down as much. But we're keeping a pretty close eye on this, Mike.
That's why you're on the program, Andrew.
Exactly.
Apart from your wit and charm, of course. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, actually, we're having quite a good day in the US market overnight. Dow Jones up 256 points. 26,685, it's just under 1%. The S&P 500, 3,297, up 26. And the NASDAQ, as usual, 1.5% gain, 165 points, 10,901. The FTSE 100, 6,032, gained 2.29% yesterday. The Nikkei up 485 points, 22,195, up 2.24%. Shanghai Composite also strong move yesterday, 1.75% gain, 58 points, 3,367 was closed there. The ASX 200, though, pretty quiet, 5926, down 2. The NZX 50, we lost 62 points yesterday. I expect we'll get some of that back this morning, about 0.5%, 11,666 on the currencies. Kiwi dollar, 0.6608 against the US, 0.9287 Aussie, 0.5623 euro, 0.5057 pounds, 70.10 yen. Gold, $1,973.90. Brent crude, $44.43.
Have a good one, mate. See you in the middle of the week tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.